This podcast is sponsored by Vrversity.com. Elevate your professional skills with courses designed by PhDs, powered by AI. Visit Vrversity.com and start your learning journey today.
Exploring biology, online courses, and lifelong learning. Discover the intriguing concepts of biology and life sciences, from cells to ecosystems. Learn how online courses can enhance lifelong learning and career growth. Exploring the wonders of biology and life sciences. Hey there! I'm thrilled you're joining me today as we chat about some fascinating concepts in the realm of biology and life sciences. You know, these fields are endlessly intriguing, like a vibrant tapestry of microscopic wonders and enormous ecosystems. Whether you're a science enthusiast or just curious about the world around you, there's always something new to learn in biology. So, let's start with something fundamental yet mind-blowing, the cell. This tiny structure is the cornerstone of life. Cells are like little factories, each with specific roles, bustling to keep organisms thriving. Can you imagine? Each cell has its own command center, the nucleus, where DNA is stored, essentially the blueprint of life itself. And these cells are so prolific. There are trillions in your body alone. As we venture a bit deeper into cells, let's talk about the mitochondria, often called the powerhouse of the cell. These fascinating organelles generate energy for the cell, acting like miniature power plants. They convert the food we eat into ATP, an energy currency that cells can use to do everything from moving muscles to thinking thoughts. How cool is that? Now, moving from the micro to the macro, picture the beautiful web of life sciences. This field connects countless disciplines like genetics, ecology, and molecular biology, creating a map of Earth's life systems. Life sciences reveal interconnected ecosystems that rely on balanced interactions between organisms and their environments. A perfect example is the symbiotic relationship between bees and flowers. Bees get food from flowers, and in exchange, they help the flowers to pollinate. A simple yet incredibly vital ecological interaction. And speaking of genetics, have you ever wondered how traits are passed down through generations? It's all thanks to a little thing called heredity. The study of heredity, or genetics, revolves around genes and DNA sequences. It's like a biological narrative sewn into the fabric of life, telling the story of an organism's features and potential. This is the stuff that makes apples fall far or close from the tree, literally and figuratively speaking. Continuing education in biology isn't just for scientists or academics. Thanks to the explosion of online courses and adult education initiatives, anyone can dive headfirst into these subjects. Take Vrversity, platform for PhD-level online courses, for instance, where you can explore all sorts of advanced courses that bring these sciences to life. Whether you're interested in professional development or simply lifelong learning, these opportunities can enrich your understanding in remarkable ways. Curious? Explore courses now. Bioethics is another area worth discussing. As our knowledge of biology and life sciences expands, we face increasingly complex ethical dilemmas, especially with emerging technologies like genetic modification and cloning. Examining the moral questions can guide the responsible application of science, ensuring progress is in harmony with ethical standards. In wrapping up today's chat, I hope I've piqued your interest in the endless wonders of biology and life sciences. It's incredible to realize just how interconnected every aspect of life is, and learning is the key to understanding and conserving our natural world. Remember, the more we learn, the better equipped we are to protect this beautiful planet we call home. Thank you for spending some time with me today on this biological journey. Stay curious, keep exploring, and never stop asking questions. Until next time.